You're listening to Vatican Radio. Relief efforts continue in Pakistan and Afghanistan after floods caused by heavy monsoon rains inundated parts of the region earlier this week. More than 100 people were killed in both countries, and local populations are now bracing themselves for further flooding in September, the typical monsoon season. Catholic Relief Services is among the aid agencies on the ground in Pakistan. Andrew Schaefer is the country representative for CRS Pakistan, and he spoke to me about what is being done to support victims of the latest crisis.
There's been floods for the last, since 2010, 11, 12, 13. The current response, we are, coordinating with the government in Caritas Pakistan on doing our assessment to help understand what are the needs. The government of Pakistan has not called for international assistance, but we're working with them to see if there's any way that we can complement their relief efforts.
I know, as you say, that the situation has been problematic for the past few years. Is it this year expected to get worse over the coming days before it gets better?
It has the potential to get worse. If there's more monsoon rains that come into Pakistan, there could be the potential for flash floods, as well as some of the riverbank flooding farmland and villages.
As you say, the floods have been going on for a couple of years. So are the same people, the same populations affected this year that have already been affected, in 2010?
Well, in 2010, it was almost a fifth of the country. 20, 30 million people were affected. So it was massive. This year, we don't have official numbers, but right now about 165,000 people are affected. Some of the communities have been hit in last year, while others have not been hit in previous years. It's a combination of both.
Is there any way, really, that preventative measures can be put in place as well as disaster relief programs?
Yeah, I think the investment will require the coordination with the government of Pakistan, who's a key stakeholder. And of course, working with the resiliency of farmers and of communities to help them to recover agricultural or livestock that they may have lost in previous years, and to help support them with different agricultural or water and sanitation programs over the coming years.